Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Angel Antics. We are so happy to have you here on our network, which is called Sacred Embers, and our show is Angel Antics, and we are thrilled that you join us here each week. I wanted to introduce myself. Oh, we've got the music coming in, DC.
Angel's introducing first. Go ahead, Eileen. Sorry about that.
Mysteries of Eileen with the mystery music. I haven't done something in a while, and that is introduce ourselves and tell you a little bit about ourselves. So we have elected for me to go ahead and go first, since I kind of open up the show a little bit, only because I guess maybe I'm a little pushier. But that's okay. It's just who we are. And so I'm just outgoing, and I can't help it. So to tell you a little bit about myself and how I got started and working with these types of energies of connecting with loved ones, your angels, guides, and guardians, is that from the time I was a little girl, I have been connected with spirit, as, of course, we all say we all have. But mine came through a little differently, as I actually used to see shadows and hear things in my bedroom at night. I would see them flying around my room. I used to get in trouble for not going to sleep right away when I was a little girl at 3 and 4 years old. Yes, parents got angry with you and actually spanked you for not going to bed when you were supposed to. And I would think, well, if you get everybody out of my room, because there was always so much activity. As I grew older, things, you know, came to me more and more prevalently, along with my other family members. My sisters all have this ability, although they didn't really develop it further like I have. The innate ability was already there. And so there was times when I would receive odors and I would go to my mom and I would ask her who had passed away because I could smell it. There was times when I got older that my family would lose things and all I had to do was walk around and stand in front of certain obstacles like the dresser or the closet, and I could feel if that item was in there or not, and I could reach in and put my hand right on it and hand it to the person. After that, I, just developed further, and then Reiki found me. I became a Reiki master. Once that happened, pow, all the energies really did start flooding and opening. And I had a friend that kept telling me, you know, with as intuitive as you are, with as much as you tell people already, you should start doing readings. And so just out of confidence, he gave me a deck of cards. And from the get-go, my readings were clear, concise, and just really gave opening doors to those that I read for. And since then, I am now a Reiki master, just as BC is. We are both Reiki masters in both the Sakim and the Sui methods. As we have trained each other, we were both trained in different methods, and we have now trained each other. And so we share both of the methods together, which is wonderful. It is just almost, I want to say, benevolent. It is a divine gift that we share this energy together. And through that, we also often, for the same clients, will read similar messages. But you know how that is. Sometimes you'll receive the same message from one person and be able to understand it. And from another person, you just didn't quite understand what they were saying. So luckily, we had that opportunity to both clarify what it is that their angels want them to hear. And that is what's brought me forward to where I am today. And if you would like a personal reading from me, a little bit longer than what you get here on the show, which is just a real quick reading, you can contact me on Facebook at Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, Towers, P-O-W-E-R-S. DC, would you like to introduce yourself?
Thank you, Eileen. Hello, everyone. This is DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and as you may know, a radio show host, and I channel and I bring forth divine guidance, and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma, and at that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It took me quite a while to realize that my connection with Joan was divine. And at that time, she left the door open, and others walked through it. And it has given me access to the most ironic and fascinating mixture of divine source. And as well, it's provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of people. But prior to these life-changing experiences that I can't imagine not having, my work background was in law enforcement. I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are, and this is the force that I now belong to. It's the backbone in my current journey of service. And with that being said, I too had many experiences at a very young age. I would sit when my mother would visit with friends at the coffee table, and my physical body would be there, but the rest of me would just float away, and I'd go up to the ceiling and out the door, and I'd get on my magic carpet, and I'd just fly around. And all the houses look like little Monopoly pieces. And then I'd have other experiences where I'd go to church, and I felt like the angels were talking to me. During the Mass, I would just sit there and really look at the angels, and I just felt such a beautiful divine connection. And as I started this journey, I told, you know, other psychics and different people that I connected with about different experiences that I had as a child. And they were experiences that others did not have. And one of them was, I remember, you know, being in my mother's womb, and while she was pregnant, her nightgown caught on fire. And my dad, you know, yelled her name. He went over, he ripped it off. And as this was happening, I stood next to my mom, and I perceive it as my soul was just standing next to my mother, and it was an opportunity for me to either stay or to go, but I did choose to stay. And then the next thing that I recall was when I was born, and I could hear a voice say, "It's time to cry," because that's what babies do. So I did let out, you know, this cry, but it didn't hurt. I was doing what babies were supposed to do. And then as I started on this journey, I had cookies flying off of countertops. My cell phone was texting me. And the next thing I knew, Spirit was sitting upon me to really get my attention. So I connected with a gentleman, and he, you know, did psychic work, and I wanted to know what was going on. And he said, "The people on the other side want you to be their voice." And that really rang true to me. And he said, "If you believe, Spirit will give you everything you need." So at that time, approximately 2 weeks after that connection, which was in 2014, I started on radio on his show with no training. And I just, you know, believed that Spirit would give me everything that I needed. And in fact, Spirit did. And it's been a beautiful journey. It's been exciting. It's been crazy. I mean, the emotion, it's like an emotional roller coaster. It's just magnificent. But one of the most beautiful things is that I met my twisted sister, Eileen. And we've been together since 2014, and we're still together today. We're growing together, and, you know, we're on a mission to help people. So that's a little bit about me. And if you'd like to connect to get a reading, a little bit more than we give on the air, you can connect with me on Facebook, DC Love. And it's the blonde with the dog, or you could also go to my website, www.therealdclove.com. And with that being said, Eileen, I want to turn over the airwaves to you, and I feel that we really need like a beautiful meditation to bring up some energy right now.
All right, wonderful. What I'm going to do is we are going to do something that I've done before, but haven't done for a while, and it just really is a good centering for everyone and is appropriate at any time. So what I'd like to do today is a rainbow meditation, and this I do it very vibrantly because to me that's just what works, absolutely amazingly works for me so well. So what we're going to do is we are actually going to go through the chakras. And what I'd like you to do is you're going to start and you're going to imagine yourself at your lowest dantian, the base chakra. It's called the base chakra. And it is represented by the color red. And it is, you know, at the bottom of your tailbone. And it is what roots into the ground from, our crown chakra, which roots to the heavens, and our base chakra, which roots to the ground, which connects heaven and earth through us. And so that's what this meditation will do, is I'd like you to put your intention on your base chakra, and I want you to look around. And I want you to find something red. And I want you to just absorb that color red. Absorb it into your eyes. Draw it in. Make it breathe into the core of the base of your chakra. And I want you to fill that space with the color red. If you can't find anything around where you're sitting to see the color red, then just imagine the color red. Imagine a stop sign or a red flag or whatever you can. But imagine that color red and fill it into the core base of that chakra. Now I want you to move up to the next abdomen area. And in that abdomen area, I want you to find the color orange. And I want you to draw in that color. And I want you to feed it into that abdomen area, into the womb space. And filling that womb space with the color orange, which connects us to our own mothering of ourselves, mothering of others, and to Mother Earth, and to the mothering angels, as in Mother Mary, the goddess Kuan Yin, the goddess Isis, Mary Magdalene. Think of all those and put that loving, kind energy into that womb space and fill it with the color orange. Just eat it, drink it, drink it, drink it in, drink it in, and fill that space with the color orange. Now I want you to move up to about the belly button, the tummy area, and I want you to fill that space with yellow. And I want you to connect into the stomach, which is the feeling space. Often we, either in our heart or in our tummy area, when we find out news that isn't good and our tummy flips, that is that chakra area being shocked into what it knows. And so I want you to fill that area with yellow, and I want you to heal that area. Because by filling each one of these areas with their appropriate colors is what also heals us. It connects each of these chakras with an invisible rod. And that invisible rod, as you straighten up and you stand tall and align those chakras, as I said before, it comes out your crown and connects with the heavens. It comes out the root chakra and connects you to the ground. So you are connected with heaven and earth. So fill that tummy space with that color yellow. Breathe that in. So beautiful. If you can't imagine one, imagine the sun and as it's coming up in the morning and it's bright, bright yellow, or in the late afternoon when it's setting and it's again that bright, bright yellow. Fill your space with that yellow, sunshiny color. Now I want you to move up to your heart space. The heart space is also known as the healing space, and it is filled with the color green. The color green can be found almost everywhere, anytime. It is one of the most pleasing colors on the face of the earth. With that said, I want you to find something green, and I want you to drink it in. Drink it into your heart and let your heart know that all that green, all that love, all that growth in love is filling your heart space. And it is loving you, and it is filling you with love to send to others. And hold that in your heart space. Imagine every color of green. There's so many colors of green. It's just amazing. Bring that into your heart space and drink that color green in and fill that heart space. Now, I want you to imagine the color blue. If it's still light out where you live, go out and look at the sky. There's huge amounts of blue in the sky. It's just magnificently beautiful. Drink in that blue color into your throat area. That throat chakra is about communication.
and drinking in that blue color and asking that blue color to fill our chakra so that we can communicate better with others, that we communicate better with ourselves, that we say the right things when it's meant to be said, and we know when to be quiet and hold our tongue, because that's about proper communication, is sometimes knowing when not to say something can also be communication too. There's many forms of communication. Many, many people that don't speak at all communicate very, very well. So don't forget that throat chakra will help with all forms of communication, and just know that that's going to help you communicate with yourself and with others. So fill up that throat space. All right. Now we're going to move to the third eye, which is the space in between your eyebrows and right there on your forehead. And you're going to open that space up, and you're going to fill it with indigo. Now, indigo is a little bit harder color to find, but think of your blue jeans. You've got a pair of blue jeans around? That's an indigo. You can also use like a navy blue or a dark blue. That'll also suffice for filling that space with that beautiful color of indigo. And fill it up and send it all the love you can. That is opening up your intuition so that you not only know when to be safe for yourself, when to be cautious, and when to take the lead. That is your space of where we receive our intuition and our knowing. So open that up so that you are always intuitive, so that you can trust yourself, listen to yourself, and guide yourself. Fill that space up with that beautiful, beautiful indigo color, and just enjoy it and sit in the peace and love of it. Now we're going to move to the crown chakra, the top of our head. As you move to the top of your head, imagine a bright white light, and imagine it radiating out of the top of your head. And as you do, I want you to fill that space with more and more white. I also want you to invoke some of a violet color into that space. That violet color also helps us connect with the heavens above, along with that beam of white light. And those two colors together, actually the violet is more of an ultraviolet. It's really beyond the natural the earth colors, because it is a heavenly color. And so fill that space with that beautiful violet color that you can imagine, and also fill it with white, and send that beam up as you think about that, create a beam. And as you create that beam, send it further and further up into the heavens to make your own spiritual connection with your God, the God that you know, the God that lives in your heart, the God that you ask questions of, the God you seek when you are confused and lonely. Each one of us has that sacred space. Drink that in and bring that divine energy into yourself. Now, I want you to stand real tall or sit real tall, whichever the case may be. And I want you to feel that imaginary beam that goes all the way from the heavens, flowing all the way through all those chakras that you just balanced, seeking all the way down to our base chakra and shooting that beam straight into the ground. And now you are balanced, you are whole, you are standing tall, and you are the ultimate of what you can be. All your chakras are spinning in the right direction for you, for today, at this moment. Namaste.
Eileen, thank you. That was absolutely amazing. And we have some callers, so I'm going to give a little short message. Ginger just stopped by. She's saying hello to everyone. And she wants to remind everyone that your thoughts create your reality. So calm down that monkey mind and pay attention to what's going on, she's saying, or you're going to be easily distracted. You've got to remember, you're creating your reality. Make it a good one. Fill it with magic. Fill it with blessings. and affirm that you deserve the best that life has to offer. Come on now, people, be bold, make a wish. Be open to all the desires that are held deep within your heart. Don't quit now because you're almost there. And you've got to realize you're meant to live a life that is filled with joy and abundance. Please have faith. The universe is conspiring in your favor. Please be strong and have courage to face any situation that comes your way. And Ginger is saying, if God brings you to it, you know he's going to bring you through it. You've got to keep calm. You've got the power. And the effort that you put forth is going to reap positive benefits. Everyone, please follow your dreams. Anything is possible. Kick back. Take a load off. This is a sweet time. It's like candy to your soul. Enjoy the show, everyone. Okay, Eileen, with that being said, are we ready for a few callers?
All right, yeah.
Yeah, Ginger has a lot to say. Okay, hold on, please. Hello, 269, you're live with Angel Antics. This is DC, and we have Eileen here online.
Hello.
269, could we have your name, please?
This is Deb.
Hi, Deb. Long time.
Oh, I know. How have
Eileen
you been? Hi, how are you? How have you been? Oh, I've been busy, but good. And yourself?
I'm very busy. I made an unbelievable amount of life changes in the last 6 months.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bad. Fantastic. Just got and doors keep opening. I was just offered a little bit more today, and I gladly accepted it, and looking forward to more and more coming my way. So, do you have a question for us today?
Well, I just want to know if you guys could just give me a general reading because I know it's been a while.
All right, that sounds wonderful. I think you have a question though, but that's okay. I personally prefer to work without the question. I prefer just for the angels to give me what they, you know, what they want you to, what they want to give me. And so that's my favorite way of doing my card reading. So the first thing that I have for you is that created a lot of things personally in your life. And there's kind of been people that are trying to take from you. I'm getting maybe that this could be a work-related thing. Like that you created certain aspects to the program that you work with, and other people are trying to kind of say, well, I did it too. I created that too. I was part of that creation. And in essence, it was really you that really put it together, put the fruits of that passion, you know, got all the paperwork in order, got the program together for other people to work from and make it easier for all of them. And it's actually caused you some concern, and it's about protecting the fruits of your labor, but you can do it, I'm hearing passively, do it, but do it passively. You know, acknowledge, you know, I don't know, if I'm seeing, like, forms that you may have created for work, and it's like, oh, yeah, you know, when you're talking about it, instead of, you know, worrying about, well, I guess what I'm saying is to protect those fruits of your own labor, what you say is, oh, yes, I created that document on such and such a date in 2015. And so it's just, it's not really, you know, getting upset with people, but it's letting them know that, yes, I created that, and this is when I did that. And then I created this to go along with it a few months later. And it's just kind of putting yourself out there as to who you really are, because people aren't recognizing that the work that was done was yours. But it is time to take action on that creative work that you produced. And know that, you know, it's like owning it. It's yours. Go ahead and own it. You are really, really allowed to do that. It's what you need to do, is you need to own that work. because it was the power of your own creativity that put it together. And that success is going to actually bring some recognition to you. But I think, moreover, at some point, it might bring you a little bit more financial support in what you have created in that program. Keep your heart open. And just know that you are really at the beginning of a relationship or the rebirth of a relationship that you may already be in. But be very awake to the psychic messages that you're receiving about relationships. It's going to be some of your greatest epiphanies that are going to be coming to you here in the next, I wanted to say a few weeks, but I think I'm going to push that out and say a few months. But that being open to your intuition is going to bring you to great new epiphanies and new ideas. But, you know, as far as work goes, just, you know, pray to your angels and ask them to, you know, come forward and kind of work with you on that situation at work that's going on. Even though it's brought you a little bit confusion, a little bit indecision of even thinking of moving on, I don't really feel you need to do that. I feel that you're really going to be recognized. But it is time also to give birth to a few more of those good ideas that you've had. And maybe instead of creating them for the job that you're in now, create them off work time, off site, on your own computer. It actually may be something that you can publish. And some of that organizational skills that you're able to, you know, markedly point out in creating a program, and something that you might be able to market in the future. And that's what I have for you. I hope that resonates with you.
Yeah, sounds good.
Good.
Yeah,
Can I have a little bit more? I'm getting things are looking up, like in terms of relationships with your friends, your family. If there's been, like, any issues going on, I see that they're resolving themselves, okay? And this is a great time to reconnect with the people that you really care about, because I'm feeling that they're showing me that they care about you as well, and they really do have your best interests at heart. My dog Ginger is coming in, and she's saying, Deb, keep your eyes open. If you're going to walk, you know, walk. If you're gonna, you know, if you're gonna drive, drive. She's saying, really pay attention, because what I'm getting, at this time, honey, you're a little bit more accident prone than usual. So really be careful, okay? And if there's anything going on with your health, that too is going to, you know, really resolve itself. And just make sure that you use positive thinking, okay? It's really going to be beneficial for you. Envision your whole being surrounded by light and positive energy, and just use this energy, you know, toward what you want to achieve is what the angels are showing me. I'm getting there's going to be times of celebration around you. It's going to be really beautiful. You've got to believe in yourself. Listen to your heart. Do what gives yourself joy. But also, you know, start writing down what you're doing. Where are you spending all this time? Because I'm getting there's a little bit of wasted time that could be used in a little bit better of a way. Okay? So things are really looking up for you. Now, Ginger is like she's trying to chew on something, and she's trying to swallow it, and she can't. So that means to me either you're having trouble, digestive issues, or there's something that's really like, you know, maybe like pissing you off or making you agitated or something, okay? So whichever it is, you've got to really pay attention to that, hon, okay? And have a little patience, because everything that you've been thinking about is almost there, okay? And like a turtle, you know, slow and steady wins the race, and this is going to be really an opportunity just to see what you've done. See how far you've come, because I'm getting the word success around you. Okay, Deb, I hope that resonates with you. And please, you know, stay in touch with us. Call us back. And it was great, you know, connecting with you today, hon, okay?
Alrighty, thank you, hon.
God bless you. Take care now. Okay, Eileen, we're going to start, like, steamrolling this, because we have a whole list of callers, okay? Oh, 708, it's really great to connect with you. This is DC and Eileen with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, DC, it's Cindy. I wonder what you could tell me about the man upstairs. His name is Joe.
Okay, we're going to, okay. Okay, Eileen?
Right.
Yeah, let's see what we've got here. Hang on, I'm working a little slow tonight. Anyway, we all change pace every once in a while. The first thing I have is, let's see. Have you ever talked to him? Have you been procrastinating on talking to your neighbor?
No, I talk to him every day.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I'm getting that it's actually time for you to take some action. And I'm not usually the one to say take action, because I always feel a man should take the first move. I just do. I'm old school that way. But I am hearing here, for you, that it really is time for you to take more action. And, become a little bit more creative in your communicating, the way you communicate with him. And, show just a little bit more. It really, your success in this situation is really going to rely on, how you handle the situation. Oh, excuse me.
You sound terrible.
I apologize. I've had a cough for over 3 weeks, or actually I've had a cough for a couple of months now.
Wow.
It goes from I had a cold and then to allergies and then back into a cold. But anyway, more about you. I'm also getting that for this situation, it actually needs a little bit of healing energy. And it could be maybe healing could use some, either one of you could use some healing. And
okay.
So invite Archangel Raphael to come in, shine, look to the east. I always look at Raphael as to the east. So look to the east and ask Archangel Raphael to come to surround you with the green light, to shed loving energy on the situation for both healing for yourself and this man that you would like to move further and more forward into a relationship with. He may need some healing of a past relationship, but know that can be done. But you have to ask, and so you ask for it to heal the situation that you are both in, to prepare you both for a future relationship together, if that is what the divine wants, if that is in proper, in good timing, or that it moves you forward into a relationship where you will flourish and will have abundance and will be
Do you see that he has feelings for me?
I'm seeing that actually you should take some actions, because this relationship, if you can move into it, is really actually going to be very emotionally fulfilling, is what I was told. Is those words, is emotionally fulfilling. So I believe this is a man you can trust, but I'm just not positive that the timing for it is right. Like I said, I really feel there is some healing that needs to go on around either you or him. Is there a deceased loved one in your life that would encourage you to be with this person?
Well, I do have both my parents over there. I have my brother over there, grandparents. I do have quite a few family members.
What I would ask of them is, when you say when you sit down and you find your quiet space and you say your own personal prayer, ask them if that person is the right person for you. Is Joe the right person for me? Is he meant to be in my life? And
okay.
Then I want you to sit and see how you feel. And that's where they will be able to deliver their answers in how you feel. If you feel kind of elated and excited, then their mm-hmm. answers are yes. If you feel like heavy in the chest and weighted and not real joyful, then their answer is no. And I can tell you from experience, I asked about someone, and I got a very resounding no. I actually heard the word loudly in my ear. And just as we all do, we have that free will. I used my free will, and I said yes. And it did not move forward into a healthy, happy relationship. I did stay in it for much too long, and it was never serving my better purpose in life. And in fact, it put me on a side road, and it took me a while to pull back out of that and be refocused, knowing that I am greater than I was choosing for myself.
Okay.
So when they give you a message, they're not giving it from human ego. They are really giving it from divine source.
Okay.
And that's what I have to share with you.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful.
You're welcome.
And
you're
what
welcome.
I have for Cindy, my dog Ginger's coming. She's coming in, and she's saying, smile. When you smile, you have such magnetic like personality, and you just send out these beautiful vibes. And she puts on this little dog tag now, and it says Toto. And she's giving you a name tag, and it says Dorothy. And you guys are in the story of the Wizard of Oz, okay? And now she's saying, step into those beautiful ruby red slippers, Cindy, okay? And the two of you are on the yellow brick road together, and she's walking with you. And that's going to give you the courage to really, you know, to stand in your power and to really, you know, be transformed and go after what you want in life. But I am getting from spirit that, you know, you're ready for something more, like to you know, go to the next step with this relationship. But he's not ready just as of yet. So don't push, because if you push, it's going to cause a little bit of a problem. Have a little bit more patience. And as we know, patience is a virtue. Okay? And you're going to see soon that things are going to move in a good direction, hon, okay? That's what I have for you. So hang in there, honey, okay?
Yeah, do you see that he has feelings for me now, though?
Cindy, that's all I have for now, honey, because we have a list of callers. But I'm just getting, like I said, you just start working on you a little bit more, and soon things are going to turn around. But he's not ready as of yet, okay?
Okay.
Okay, honey, God bless.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Eileen, we have a list of callers, so we have to go a little bit faster, okay? Hi, 321,
hello,
you're live with Angel Ann.
Hi, DC.
Hi,
DC. Can you hear me? This is Daria. Hey,
hi,
Daria.
Daria.
How are you?
We're doing great. I'm going to turn it over to Eileen really fast.
Okay, sure.
Do you have a question?
Okay. Yeah, you know, since you guys are trying to move through fast, I'll ask a specific question. It'll probably be easier, I think.
Okay.
Hi, Eileen.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Okay, I was wondering, I recently wrote a handwritten, old-fashioned letter to someone. I'm just wondering if he received it, if you can tell.
I don't know. I'm not really seeing that. I think what you need to do is actually look deeper into the situation. And because I'm not really seeing conditions really being favorable with this person right now, I think you actually deserve someone better. I don't, know really what you're going for with this person that you wrote a letter to.
Okay.
Just know that you need to move forward with caution. And because the situation might proceed actually too fast, and then you're going to be in deeper than you ever could have imagined, and it's not going to be the place you want to be because conditions really aren't right for it right now. So really look for other options is what I'm hearing. Look for other options, maybe, you know, if it's a person that you want to be with, look for other options. You really deserve much, much better. So reach for the stars. Reach for the dreams and desires of yourself. I'm also hearing that you've been procrastinating, that you actually have a lot of energy and power that you can utilize on your own, a lot of intuition. But what you need to do is you need to go out and find yourself a mentor. Take a little break from society and that type of work and commit to some spiritual work. You will find yourself divinely guided.
I've been doing that for several years. As a matter of fact, I had a call with a coach today, actually two people today. I mean, I've been in a mentoring program, and it's a pretty intense one for the last 2 years. So
okay.
I have not been procrastinating about working on myself or my spirituality. So I'm not sure where that's coming from, but I just
wanted to say.
And
what are you doing with it? What are you actually doing with it then? Have you been on this study for 2 years? Do you reading?
For several years. For several years. Well, I don't do it as my living. I live it through my work and what I do. And my, you know, through my passion for what I do. I'm a writer, I'm a publisher. I work with people, I help them tell their stories. And I mean, I don't really see myself doing this for a living. I mean, but I work on myself every single day. Every single day.
Well, I'm just hearing that you need to reach further. You need to reach further into your dreams because there's actually something greater out there for you than what you have been doing. And so I just, you know, I'm just hearing that you need to reach further out and don't take, just, you know, and also to protect those fruits of your labor. Anything you've been working on, also, you know, make sure that you protect that too. And
well,
so I'll turn it over to
Cece.
Yeah.
Okay, thank
Let's
you.
Let's turn it over to Cece and see what she's got.
Yes, Jeria, hi. I, too, am getting, like, you're on this beautiful spiritual journey, okay? And, you know, this is a desire that you have to really, like, as you're on this journey, you want to know yourself better, okay? So I'm getting, you know, I'm getting the word soon. I do get that he got the letter, I'm getting the word soon, okay, that he may connect with you. But I'm getting as well, like, are you paying attention to your dreams? Because your dreams are revealing your subconscious thoughts. And these dreams are saying, Daria, make sure that this is really what you're wanting, okay? So make sure you go, you know, within. You listen to your intuition. You listen to your gut feelings. And you can, you know, you can never go wrong. And I'm getting, you know, you've got to feel those innermost thoughts and feelings and be aware of, you know, like you said, those subconscious thoughts. Because, of course, our subconscious thoughts create a reality. So you've got to slow down a little bit before you want to move forward. And I'm getting the word soulmate around you, and I'm getting the word soon. And your future is going to be really bright in regard to this relationship. I'm getting elopement, commitment, marriage. Everything in that area is, you know, possible. Okay? I'm seeing you, and then I'm seeing a gentleman, and I'm getting the word soulmate. Is there a blonde female that is around you at all?
A blonde female around me? Well, I mean, his ex-wife is a blonde
or,
female. I don't know if that's
I feel
who you're
like
seeing.
The blonde female, I don't know who the blonde female is, but she may not be here yet, but she may have something to do with getting you guys together. I'm not sure. But there's a blonde female, like, standing next to you.
Wow, that's interesting.
But I do get, you know, I see a gentleman, and I hear soulmate, and then I see, you know, like I said, I do see where it could go to a commitment, okay? But you've got to listen to those intuitive messages that you're getting, okay? The angels are trying to communicate with you. Your spirit guides are communicating with you, okay? So even if you get out in nature and walk and just allow nature to, you know, give you messages, because everything is magnified in nature. But your wish about love is going to come through soon. It's coming, and I'm getting the word soulmate, okay?
Okay.
So
great.
Just be open and ask the angels to bring your, you know, whoever's for your highest and best. I do see a soulmate coming, okay?
Yes, okay. Yeah, I do add that, you know, or someone better or for my, whatever's for my highest good. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, stay in touch and let us know what happens, Daria. God bless
I
and
will.
Good luck,
okay.
Honey.
Thank you, ladies. God bless. Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Eileen, we have a couple more callers. We're going to try to get as many as we can in 15 minutes.
All right.
Hi, 250. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Sure. My name's Allison. Glad to be here.
Hi, Allison. Do you have a question for us?
Okay, I just have a question about the question first, and that is it all relationship-based, or can it be anything?
No,
anything
that's
on your mind.
Okay. So I have a goal, a specific goal for my work, one of my favorite parts of my work, which is reversing aging on people and so on. So I'd like to know how fast I can expect to have the success that I'm looking for, which is to go to the very, very, very top rung possible.
Top of what?
Well, there's actually different levels that you can achieve, as if you have your own company and you started out as a bank employee and then you went to a manager and then to a vice president and president and CEO and so on. So I'm talking about crown diamond.
Okay. And that's done through sales?
And education and team and coaching.
Uh-huh. Which brings in sales.
Eileen, would you like me to start off, hon?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
If you want, I'm ready. But, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, what I'm getting, Allison, I see your money wishes coming true. You've got to stay optimistic and keep putting that positive energy, you know, into your money concerns. Okay, and I'm getting, you know, everything's going to happen sooner than later. But I'm also getting, you know, have you been writing down what you're, like, looking at, like, wishing? Write it down and really look at it, visualize it, because it really does help for things to come true, you know, really more so the way that you want it to happen, okay? And you're very intuitive. Make sure that you listen to what you're getting, okay? And the efforts that you're putting forth for others, they're going to be, like, positive benefits for you as well. And keep affirming, I'm rich beyond my wildest dreams. I'm getting this month, you know, you're going to see things starting to improve, okay? So I'm getting trust that this is going to continue. It's going to keep getting better as long as you're doing what you need to do to make it better. And your hard work is paying off. You're very creative, and creativity is going to be a great benefit for you as well. And I'm getting, you know, creativity is the spice of life. So as long as you're putting in the effort and as long as you're doing your part, you're going to see, you know, this month it's going to really start to get the ball in motion, okay? And as we know, when we, you know, do what we love, money issues disappear, okay? But I'm getting for you, don't put all your eggs in one basket, because I'm getting there's going to be a fun job for you possibly right around the corner. Okay?
Well,
and I'm getting this is
going to
be wonderful. It's going to be uplifting. And focus on what you love, and the money will follow. And that's what I'm getting. So I'm going to turn you over really fast to Eileen. Eileen?
All right. What I have for you is very similar in portions to what DC gave you. And what I'm hearing is that you need to be assertive when it comes to what you know is right about this work. Because everything will be going your way. You're a really good person, and you deserve to do well in this company. They really do admire you for the work that you've been doing, because you deserve the best right now. So, yes, reach for the stars and reach for your dreams, which is kind of what DC was offering you. Be happy to really move. Feel the joy in this movement. As you usher in this new positive energy, it's going to make those wheels turn. And I believe you've been at a slight delay lately. And as you move into, as DC said, imagine yourself already successful, so on and so forth, which is basically making that movement of creating that positive energy towards this. It will make those delays, I have the wheel showing up. And that means that things are moving forward, just as she said. There has been delays, but they're going to be into a movement here within the next month of some really sudden movement, some unexpected good luck, just that business really, really moving forward. You're really going to be flying high for a while, which may threaten others, but don't descend. Stay high.
be on your team, be the best, be at the top of your game. They may be threatened, but it is only going to push them to work their own team a little bit harder. They are not your worry. Remember, when people are angry, people say things to other people. It is not actually, even though it sounds like it's about you, the topic is about you, but the reason why they say it is not because of you. It is more about themselves. And so take it with a grain of salt. Realize that any comments that come your way are more about themselves, and you just be focused on that movement of ushering in that new energy forward. And I do agree with DC. I really do believe that this is a prosperous, energetic place for you to be, and you will do very, very well.
Well, thank you, ladies. Woo-hoo!
Yeah, you're
God
welcome.
Bless
you. Hey, thank your angels. We're conduits for messages.
Have a great
your angels brought you this.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Take care now. Bye-bye, Allison.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have another caller. Come on, computer. Hi, 917, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Yes, it's Jacqueline Vaughn.
Okay, Jacqueline, hi. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. So, I was presented with a business opportunity recently, and I am thinking that it might be good for me. It's the person wants to move pretty quickly, and I'm just seeking a little guidance.
Okay.
I was recently let go from my job, so there's definitely a need for me to move on and find other sources of income. And
okay.
I was presented with this opportunity.
Well, we're going to have to go fast. And Eileen, we have to go really fast now because we do still have callers.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, what I'm hearing is
you just
need to be really quick. What? Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead, honey.
All right. That you really need to be grateful for what you do have. You have really a lot to celebrate. And just know that if you move forward, that it is going to bring you some contentment in your life. It might not be as much as you want. But trust there's a reason for everything that's happening. Sometimes it's about stepping out of the situation, removing yourself from those negative emotions that you're feeling around the situation, and stop focusing on what frightens you. Focus on what you have and what you can have and celebrate that. Just like it's time for a rebirth. There is nothing greater than change. When things stay the same, they get stagnant and old. The best thing in life is many, many changes. We are here on this earth to have experiences. If we do the same thing every day, day after day, we are limiting ourselves to the amount of experiences we have. But it really is wonderful news on its way. So just know that it's going to bring you a lot of rewards, and it is really time for you and for some success. And that's what I have for you tonight. DC?
Thank you, Irene.
Yes. I'm getting, there's going to be maybe a creative endeavor. It's going to pay off, and finances are improving. And just appreciate what you have right now, and you're going to see the doors of prosperity are going to open really wide for you. There's a lot of good luck around you. Listen to yourself. And I'm also getting, I don't know if you have a business advisor, but there may be a business advisor that comes in and helps you with this. You're not as bad off as you think you are, okay? You've got to look a little closer, and you're going to realize that you have more control over the situation than you're currently thinking you have. And you really have to make, a conscious decision about what next that you're going to do. And it's time to start looking for other positions or making other moves to help with those, with the frustration that you're having, okay? But don't worry, because worry actually makes the situation worse. Be generous, and pay something forward. Buy a coffee. If you're out at a coffee shop, open a door, and you're going to see how the universe is going to, bring more to you as well.
And just, you know, be very mindful. And like I said, good things are coming. There's four-leaf clovers all around you, hon. There's nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
God bless.
Thank you.
Good luck,
Thank
hon.
You, DC. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening.
570, you're live on Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, it's Ginger calling.
Hi, Ginger.
Hi, Ginger.
Hi.
Do you have a question for us?
I do not have a question. I was just looking for a reading, if you could, please.
Oh, I love
okay,
it.
Okay, really?
Yes, I absolutely
Yeah, well, both of us really fast. Go ahead, Eileen.
Oh, my gosh. I have a huge reading for you. So
great.
I will give it to you as quickly as I can. This
okay.
is about
yeah,
really big. These are about some big movements that are happening in your life. So really take the time to review the and judge things carefully, so that
okay.
you can win in the end. This may even have to do with some legal matters, some type of justice that's not being served. So just make sure that you review everything with great detail. Because it's going to be very important for you to be very objective in your decision-making. In fact, when it comes to indecision, that is what's been holding you back. And making a choice to be indecisive is still a choice. So, you know, it's best to try to please yourself and don't try to please others. Just know that,
okay.
that your life is about you. You must, this is who you're supposed to live it for. Not your children, not your husband, no one else. You need to make these decisions
okay.
for you. So you're not trapped. You just have to think about it intellectually and work through it and make sure you think about how it's going to feel at the end. Because
okay.
it is time to take action. You are the power of your own creativity, and it is time for you to allow yourself that success. And that will bring you into a more luxurious place in your life, in your own personal life. Luxury isn't always about having riches, but it's being about rich about yourself. And that's the message I have for you tonight. DC?
Thank you.
Yes, Ginger, Jesus is asking that you, you know, get into a quiet place so that you can understand God's answers. You've been asking questions, and he's trying to give you answers. And expect
okay.
good things to happen, because they are going to happen for you, okay? Mother Mary is
mm-hmm.
with you, and she's asked that you open your heart to her humanness and her divinity, okay? And there's
mm-hmm.
something with this situation. It's really rooted in your feelings, and it has to do with, like, a mother figure, okay? And the first thing that you think of that comes to mind is exactly what needs to be addressed and to be healed, okay? And Mother Mary is with you. She's going to support you. And I'm also getting diet and exercise are really beneficial right now. There's a lot of luck around you, okay, and your loved ones. Please look for improvement around family members, and please enjoy life right now. Things are definitely getting better for you. And just, you know, just always appreciate it, okay? Feel the appreciation and choose to be happy today, Ginger, okay?
I sure will.
Tough times are changing. God bless you, honey.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Love and
Thanks
light,
for
honey.
Calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, Eileen, we're down to like 1 minute, hon. So if you could give us something in closing really fast.
Yes, I absolutely can. I would like everyone to just center into their heart space and breathe in. And like I told the one caller, look to the east and call in Archangel Raphael. Ask him to shine his green light around you and surround you with that loving energy of that green light. Now turn and face south. Invite Archangel Michael in. Ask him to color you with the color red that gives you strength and courage to walk through each day and to find and work on the path that you came here and committed to walk while you were here. Turn to the west and call in Archangel Gabriel and ask her to bring you the color of blue so that you may communicate with yourself and with others so that your ideas and thoughts are clearly understood and that your love shines through each and every word. Look to the north and invite Archangel Uriel in, and the color orange and the color red
and ask Uriel to ground you to this earth, to keep ego out of your way, and so that you can work purely with the best of all energy around and the positiveness of that. And now I release all the archangels coming and surrounding me. And if they have time, they may walk with me through the rest of the day. If not, thank you for sharing your energy. I leave you this in closing, and walk with the angels. Good night. I love you.
Good night. We love you. And we have the numbers that didn't get a message this week. So if they can call in next week, they'll be, you know, taken first. God bless
all right,
everyone.
That's great. I love that. I love that. They were ready for a message, just but came on a little late. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for coming. I love you, DC. I love you, everyone.
I love you. Yes, angel blessings.
Come back to the next week. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.